Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Attention parents and grandparents, unlock potential, empower minds, invest in the future with gift certificates from KmarEducation.org. From adults to youth, enhance life skills and talents, fostering growth and success. Give the gift of learning today. Call us at 203-505-3660. That's 203-505-3660.
Hello, welcome, and a wonderful good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. Empowering everyone from employees to entrepreneurs is our topic, because empowerment for everyone begins with recognizing and pursuing the activities that bring joy and fulfillment. Happiness often stems from engaging in pursuits that resonate with our passions and interest, regardless of whether they involve spending money or not. This is the key, regardless of whether they involve spending money or not. Can we put a dollar amount on our happiness? I don't think so. In our first segment, we'll discuss empowerment is accessible to everyone. The second segment, true wealth lies not in material possessions. And I'm so excited this morning. I have to really keep myself back. We have very special guests, my colleagues, who have their own shows on Monday and Tuesdays, are in the house this morning. We're all in the room together. Dr. Yolora is a physician, board certified in internal medicine, and also a health and wellness coach. Now, she gets the holistic view on people now and works on prevention with people. I'm so excited. Good morning, Dr. Yolora. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marietta. Good morning. And good morning to your listeners.
Yes, yes. And Darren T. Cross, professional trucker, educator, and entertainer, knows what a day and night shift are like because you got to get the job done. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
Good morning, young lady. Thank you for having me to your show, and good morning to your listeners.
Good. Good morning. Great to have you both here. And on the board, Rich the T. Good morning, Rich. You know about the morning shift, the evening shift. You're very fluent at all of this.
Yes, that's true. It's unusual for Dr. Yolora and Darren to being here in the mornings.
It sure is. It sure is. But I'm so happy to have them there. Before we get started, I do have a couple of announcements. Spring into Health, wellness shops at Adonai Optimal Health and Wellness with Dr. Yvette Witten. She's a naturopathic oncologist, and she's in Monroe, Connecticut. She has two workshops coming up. April 18th, that's a Thursday at 6 to 7:30, herbal tea blends for detoxification. And the second workshop is on April the 25th, Spring into Health with Sprouts. It's at Adonai Wellness in Monroe. Please go to their website, adonai.com. Adonai.com. And also Google Dr. Witten and learn a little bit about her. By the way, Dr. Witten will be with us next week. And I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see her again. Also, the businesschampion.com website. Go there for the latest stories on businesses and catch up on our shows and so much more. So anyway, let's get started because we only have so much time and I'm so excited to have my colleagues here. So let's get started, Rich.
Ready to take your business to new heights? Look no further. KmarEducation.org is here to help businesses expand and thrive by attracting new customers. Let's unlock growth opportunities together. Get in touch to learn how we can support your success.
Behind me was a girl who was too fine. Got in the air while they rang the total. Reach for my wallet. Uh-oh, a bolo.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show on WICC 600 and 107.3 FM. So empowerment is accessible to everyone. So it starts with embracing activities that ignite our inner spark. And it's about recognizing that happiness isn't a luxury reserved for those with deep pockets, but rather a state of being cultivated through meaningful experiences. Now think about this. When do we feel most alive? When we get something for nothing? When we find a treasure on the side of the road? When beautiful, kind, sincere people come into our lives? It's different for all of us. But for many of us, it's when we're pursuing activities that bring us genuine pleasure and satisfaction. And we're going to learn about the two colleagues today, and I'm going to start with Darren. Darren, you are a professional truck driver for almost 30 years. You are now a host on WICC on Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. And on your show, you educate, you inform, and you are an entertainer. And first of all, I want to really thank you for having the courage, because you're in a total different field, and you had the courage to get in front of that microphone and say, hey, hello, everybody, here I am. What motivated you to do this?
I had something to say.
I hope so.
I had something to say. I really believe that as a grown man, and you listen to the news, you listen to other grown folks' talks, I believe I could see a little different, more of the blue-collar way, like at the barbershop. I call it barbershop talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more relatable. There's no games, no gimmicks. People see you. So if people see you, be truthful, because they'll see right through you if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to do. I try to be truthful, factual. Make sure all the facts are there. Make sure everything that I say, you can find it.
Right. But you're also an educator, because I'm going to ask you, why did you choose the trucking career? And what, because a lot of young people are going through the school, obtaining their licenses, or they're thinking about it. What fascinated you with a career, choosing this career?
Being a truck driver was a skill. I have two trades in my life. I have a cable license too.
What's a cable license?
I can hook up cable. I got it through...
to tow?
No. Comcast cable.
Oh, okay.
Or television cable.
Gotcha.
Line cables. That was the first thing I did. I had a big family. So truck driving came secondary. In 95, I decided to go for my CDL license. And I never looked back. I went and got my hazmat endorsement, tanker endorsement.
But what was the excitement? What drew you in it? Was it the financial part, or
financials,
what was it?
Everything. Everybody we do about money.
Hey.
But the thing is, I fell in love with being by myself. I fell in love being my own boss. You know, and that's the thing when you drive a truck.
That I can see. You are an initiator. You are a doer. Absolutely. And this is what I noticed about both of you. I'll get to that in a minute. I don't want to jump. But for people out there, for grandparents, parents, they have sons, daughters, and even women. We have women truck drivers today. What advice could you give them fast pace? Of course, they will be listening to you on Monday nights from 7 to 8, where you give more information, where you have more time.
The thing I would tell anybody going to get the CDL license, get as many endorsements as possible. That's where you make your paper at.
Does that mean, endorsements?
Endorsements is what you accumulate from testing.
Uh-huh.
You can get your hazmat, you get your tanker, you get your doubles, you get your triples. You have all these classes on your license pay you money.
Mm-hmm.
So the people you see who do doubles make good money. People who do triples, good money.
You mean the trucks?
Yes.
Like the wheels?
Trailers.
Oh, trailers, okay.
Double trailers, triple trailers. And hazmat is probably the most profitable endorsement you can have. because explosives, corrosion, anything.
Hazardous material. You need a special license for that.
Yes. And, yes, and you get that endorsement on your license, it's a game changer. You will never look back. And then if you drive it long distance, you get paid for being away from home. You get paid for the miles. You get paid for the, you know, everything you get. Everything you're doing in the truck, you get paid for. Nothing's done for free.
That's really great because from being 30 years on the road, you have a lot of knowledge. You will be helping a lot of people also in the career, which is one aspect of your business now, which is very, very important. You will do consultations and so forth. So this is very, besides entertaining the people on Monday nights, they will get some solid advice. You will have people call in to ask you because people, this is what my show is all about. I help business owners as well as employees that at some point they want to become entrepreneurs or they just want to stay in their career path, which is fine. They still have to learn how to sell themselves. This is exactly, you're entering a total different world, the business world, the entertainment world, and you just threw yourself into it. Give me a mic and I say it all. That's what it, you know, that's I love it. That takes guts, ladies and gentlemen. Could we have a some applause here? See that? The people are sharing in the parking lot. All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to talk to you a little later. And Darren is on Monday nights from 7 to 8 here on WICC. So very excited. He does have a co-host. Her name is the lady. Very lovely. You're both a very lovely team. And we're looking forward listening to you again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So don't go away because I'm watching my time. We're going to say everything
right
we want
to
say today. I want to get to you, Dr. Ilora. I had an opportunity to speak with you off air. And I was very impressed. You're extremely charming. Our personal talk for 2 hours almost, and thank you very much. I met your family. You're really very, very, very professional. So are your children, and your husband is an architect. If you don't mind me bringing that in, so we're talking about professionalism all the way. Yeah, that's just the way it is. And what I thought about, I think about everything, and I said, here we have a hospitalist nocturnist. Mm-hmm. I had to learn about that. It's a medical doctor who specializes in hospital medicine and primarily works overnight shifts. So, and for you to be now the wellness coach, you get to involve yourself in people's lives, which you can't do as a doctor in the hospital. It just, you treat the symptom and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, talk a little bit about your journey.
So thank you for having me, Marietta.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Medicine has evolved, to the point now people are living longer. And as people start to live longer, we have to, kind of zero into preventive medicine. We have to think about, getting the disease, treating the person, not just the disease, helping the person to survive and thrive. Mm-hmm. So that they don't develop disease. And, I just came in from work. I worked overnight.
I meant to ask you, but if you hadn't mentioned it, I would have forgotten.
I worked overnight. And, of course, I'm on my way out, and my patient is crashing, and I have to run back in and get her stabilized. So she's doing well. I've, mm-hmm. Handed over to somebody else. So she's in good hands. And then my father just went to the hospital overnight. Mm-hmm. He's in the emergency room in Georgia.
I'm sorry.
Listen, when it rains, it just pours, But I am just happy to be here to talk about this because I started doing night shift wellness because I saw the need for that. I just, because day shift, night shift, they have unique problems, different challenges when you work at night. And then Darian, as a trucker, that driving at night, your body is built for daytime. The human body is... you sleep at night. During the day, you go about your business. That's why, if you remember, when I was young, there was this kind of, I thought it was a nursery rhyme. I didn't even know it was like a quote. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Oh.
I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said that, actually.
Oh.
It was a nursery rhyme when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. We used to, like, you know, every morning. So now thinking about it as somebody who works at night, early to bed, you go to bed, you wake up in the morning, you're mm-hmm. energetic, right? Mm-hmm. Even your appetite, the way you're supposed mm-hmm. to eat as a human being should follow the natural rhythm of the sun. The sun rises, you eat. When the sun sets, you stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
Because eating at night makes you gain weight. And
oh, yes. I got very fat.
And you get, you know, mm-hmm. diabetes and all that.
It's two of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of us. You know, that was why I started doing this, because I had to, like, get into the science of it and the physiology. And of course, with that, I now started to, like, do the coaching thing where I help people to adjust and adapt to their night shift work schedule.
So let me ask you this. So I come in, let's say I work the night shift, and I come in and I need to lose 50 pounds. Now, I had a stroke before in 1996. I didn't say that in our first meeting.
And
I learned to walk again, but it really changed my life. So what could I expect coming into your office or being in your care? What can people expect?
I mean, first of all, human behavior, you know. I mean, there's like a questionnaire because, you know, there are people who thrive well at night. There have been studies that show that there are people that the way they are naturally and, you know, physiologically built, I mean, we call that the chronotypes, you know, which is like your body's adaptability, you know, your body's ability to function best at a certain time. You know, you have like the morning larks and then you have the night owls. So some people are built genetically to function better at night, later in the evening. And some people are morning people. You know, in the morning, that's when they're most energetic. So working with me, I have to really go, there's a questionnaire for that. So I get to, like, get to know you better, how your, you know, your physiology is built. And then, of course, what you eat, when you eat, and what are those factors? And then why do you work at night? I always like to know why people work at night, because I think it's going to help you to overcome all those challenges when they start to show up every day in your life. I started working nights because of my kids. I tell people that all the time. I had twins. You know, as a doctor in training and having twins, I just knew I had to do things differently, because first of all, you got to work to take care of two people, myself and my husband. And my husband works in the city.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a quick break, so don't touch that dial.
Here's what I want you to do. I just put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Well, if you're ready like me to rock real free, somebody say, oh yeah, somebody say, somebody say.
Feeling lost in your career journey? Don't worry, you're not alone. KMREducation.org offers guidance and resources to help you navigate career changes and find your path. Let's embark on this journey together towards a fulfilling and rewarding career. Reach out today.
This is a song about those bad days.
In the house this morning, Darren Cross, the Monday show, 7 to 8. Dr. Yolara, Tuesdays, 7:30 to 8. Now, I have met both of them before the show, had conversations with them. They're incredible. They have incredible messages each. And I tell you something, they have charisma, they have knowledge, and they have power. And I said, that is very, very attractive. So besides the business champion show, I said, this is what I want to feature. I want everybody to know, because not everybody is listening on Monday or Tuesday nights or Saturday morning. So being able to meet the people that are on WICC, you know, on the back end, not in the front, you know, the morning people during the day, but we're very, very powerful. So we were just before the break, we were talking to Dr. Yolara. She's an internist, but now she's a wellness coach, the night shift. And, you know, I researched everything, and I said, oh, my God, but to my knowledge, it was only two or three industries. But once I researched everything, it's a whole industry out there. Oh, my God. The same with the trucking industry and you know, all the different people, industries aligned to the trucking industry. It's tremendous. I mean, we're building our own careers here. That's the bottom line. I love it. So, Dr. somebody comes into your office, you take an assessment, everything, and you have your questions, and they're going to be with you for a while, for at least 12 months. Because in order for changes to really, happening, we need to hold people's hands just about, mentally and sometimes physically, too. You hold hands
Absolutely.
With your patients in the hospital.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what I do differently as a night coach, because I know the level of difficulty your body's going through, and of course you're trying to, fit into like a almost 70-80% day shift, schedule. Because 80% of people do work day shift. I think night shift is about 16% or maybe up to 20% of, in the whole workforce in mm-hmm. the US. So most activities is geared towards people that work during the day. So in my program, I now try to focus and get to meet people twice a week. So in most coaching programs, it's one-on-one, maybe once a week, right? But I do twice. So it's a bi-weekly one-on-one with me, Dr. Yolara, so that way we can make sure that you meet the goal, your personal goals. You have more personal accountability. And of course, the chances of success, in the program is way higher when you have more opportunities to
meet
with me. Oh,
absolutely. It takes at least a month till the person recognizes all the changes, because that's the toughest, just to be, to adhere to any program, whether they do it by themselves. It takes a whole month till these changes really register, and so forth. I'm on the intermittent fasting again, and I'm on the medication because I was at level 7. And I don't know a heck of a lot what that means.
Is that for diabetes?
Yeah.
Or the hemoglobin A1C?
Yeah. So now I'm on the Ozempic pen.
Okay.
For a whole month. And, it did...
How do you find it? It's so...
It's wonderful. I was scared. I was so scared about all, I had a dialogue with myself about the after effects and everything. My daughter's on Wegovy.
Wegovy.
So anyway, you know what? It affects the brain too. Because the other day I was working on the computer and I went in the kitchen and I wanted to get something to eat. And my brain told me, No, you don't need that. I swear to you, it really did. Where the brain always said, go for it.
Yeah.
A little more on the plate. I could eat all day long. And I was a late night eater, and then I would have reflux. So, of course, I put on weight. I'm not, I don't need to. Well, anyway, the bottom line is this is what I'm doing right now because it really took, without the drug, just intermittent fasting, it takes so much mental control. I did that a year ago. Yeah. And then, of course, I eased up and so I put on a few pounds again, So, but with the Ozempic, oh my God. Really?
Yeah, it's an amazing
too.
Drug.
My journal pen is good too.
Yes.
I take my journal?
I got to go for a break.
Manjaro.
So,
yeah.
The man behind the buttons.
Went to the store and forgot the money.
Ready to showcase your business to the world? Don't miss the chance to be featured on the Business Champion Radio Show. Elevate your brand, share your story, and reach new audiences. Visit www.thebusinesschampion.com to learn more about this exciting opportunity.
The Business Champion Radio Show you're listening to. I'm Marietta. I have two terrific people here in the studio this morning. Dr. Yolara, who just came from the night shift. Yes, and she made it because she made that commitment. And Darren T. Cross. Now, Darren is on Monday nights, 7 to 8. Dr. Yolara is on Tuesday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Now, we switch topic a little bit. True wealth lies not in material possessions. Now, what gives us satisfaction, temporary satisfaction? When do we spend money or dress or whatever, but providing lasting memories and fulfillment, this is really when somebody is in good hands, let's say, of a doctor, and the doctor becomes the navigator through your life, and you lose your 50, 60 pounds, and you know how you've been going the yo-yo up and down all my life, you know. Some people, they say, stay slender all the time. I don't know how they do. Well, whatever. So, but what the doctor really brings to the table is we need navigators in life. I'm a business navigator. So is Darren and the doctor. So, but Darren, I want to ask you, what do you really want to bring to people? Not just with the radio show, but are you helping them? Do you want to be the coach to help them in career, especially in trucking? Have you thought about that?
No, actually, I didn't. I'm not gonna
well, I think about everything.
Yeah, see, me, yeah. Me when I came
It's my job to think.
Right, exactly. I know that. Since I met you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is that when I started this journey, like I said, I had something to say. I felt like I say something different. Since meeting you, you opened up my horizons to do my homework a little more differently, to add more stuff to my show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try that this Monday. But it's a journey. If you stop learning, that's when you feel like you learned everything, that's the time you go dig your own grave.
You know, employees think in general, I'm talking about in general, employees think they don't have to sell themselves. That is so incorrect. Especially these days, they really have to sell themselves when they're sitting in front of HR, and they have to be researched about the company and so forth. And a lot of people say, well, why do I need to know what the company does? No, you do need to know, for conversation's sake.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but you want to know, when you get hired for a job, that's the only job you're going to be doing?
Because
mm-hmm. you have a supervisor. He may tell you, you have to go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if you're not qualified, you're not trained, they should know that before you get hired. Mm-hmm. But just in case something happens, somebody gets sick, people quit, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the job would come to you and say, can you do this?
But you're not qualified to do it.
Exactly.
You have to decline it.
So to make this leap, this is a big leap, big jump for you, Darren. And I know you're going to be successful. Same with the doctor. You're going to be successful because you have the courage. And you have the a proven track record in your field to begin with. So you both bring something to the table. So, but learning the microphone and talking to people and really selling yourself, that is not easy. I'm used to it because I've been doing it for 39 years, you know, because I've been self-employed for 39 years. Hello, my name is. So that's why. So I didn't want to be an employee for the rest of my life. 14 years in accounting and management. And when we're leaders, and we're really looking, I'm looking at two leaders and myself, three leaders here. So that's why we have the power. We have the power.
That's true.
You know, Dr. Ulora is on Tuesdays, 7:30 to 8. Darren is on Mondays, 7 to 8. Tune into the show. Get to know the people. This is... You know, get to know the people, and then, you know, and also call in, ask questions, you know. So thank you so much, Rich. Everybody have a wonderful week. We're out of time, and we're going to have a great weekend. And just watch out for the earthquakes, you know, and the aftermaths. I didn't even get into that. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah. We need to have a show together.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
and, of course, you know that every...
Appreciate it.
Oh, okay.